Once again, welcome to another exciting episode of Drop the Mic here at 105.3 FM, the sanctuary for independent media. I have with me a very special guest, famous luthier, a craftsman, a man who's made the bass guitar ring. I love his guitars. I love what he's doing. Mr. Tobias, tell my listeners who you are and about the amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you for having us on the show. I'm Michael Tobias. I started this back in 1978 as Tobias Guitars. Before that, I did repairs for several years, trying to learn what made instruments work, and then trying to put that information to use, making a better instrument. And strangely enough, even though I'm a guitar player, my first instrument as Tobias Guitars was a bass. Over the years, I've tried a bunch of different things and approaches to try to make instruments work better for the people that play them. I spent several years in Orlando, Florida at my own shop, and then sold the guitar part of the business that was the retail store, and moved out west and ended up in Los Angeles on Cahuenga Boulevard, where we did repairs and ended up building instruments. At the time, Musicians Institute was just beginning to grow, so I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time and ended up designing and building instruments that seemed to be just what people wanted at that point. And before we sold out to Gibson in 1990, from the early 80s, like 84 to 90, we developed a giant following. And at the end of 1989, we actually had 450 people waiting in line for a bass. And that translated to a two-year wait. So by trying to focus on the ergonomics of the instrument and the sound and the clarity, I ended up, in hindsight, making something that became fairly special. So after Gibson bought the company, I stayed for a while and then moved to upstate New York. And I've been here since late 93. And we opened MTD in 94. And I started building basses by myself and then took a part-time helper. And I kept it that way for a number of years. And then ended up expanding slightly to a full-time guy. And then after my son graduated college, he decided he wanted to come into the business. So for the last 9 years?
9 years, yeah.
9 years. He's been working here to help make it his and then finally take it over soon.
Well, it started off as your apprentice.
Yeah. So it's been a long apprenticeship, aside from being my son. but at this point, there's Daniel, myself, and Charlie full-time, and we have a part-time guy who helps out. And so we're still, you know, trying to build the best quality basses we can build and be the most innovative without being so over the top and out of left field that they don't make sense.
So tell my listeners the actual name of your current company. I mean, I know you as Tobias Bass, but I don't think that's the full name of the company, correct?
No, not at all. Tobias is owned by Gibson. We haven't used that since the end of 93. So the company is MTD, and it's Michael Tobias Design.
Okay, so that has a whole nother meaning to it when you say design. You know, your bass have a very unique appearance.
Yeah.
There is something about the sound of the bass and a person who really knows how to walk the bass line that is absolutely the cornerstone of a good song. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, the rhythm section is the most important part of the band.
Yeah, so without a bass, no one would dance.
Yeah.
True. So tell me, what's so special about Michael Tobias Design Bass?
We work with a customer when we get an inquiry, and it starts off usually with, I want it to look like this. And because of what my dad's taught me and what he's figured out over the years, through trial and error and then, you know, intuition, we try to get the tone that they want out of the instrument. And kind of this, one of the specific qualities of our instruments is that it's really built towards what the player is hearing in their head and what they want to translate that to.
So the instrument, regardless of being solid, is still acoustic first. So if you want a particular kind of voice from your instrument, we get it by matching wood combinations that, after 40-some-odd years of experience, I know work. The electronics we try to use all the time, but we have other things available, are as transparent as possible. So you hear the voice of the wood, not the voice of the pickup. And
so,
yes.
Are you using a particular type of pickup? Are you using? Are you manufacturing that yourself, or are
no,
you
no,
buying?
No, they're made. They're, mm-hmm. they're made. The predominant thing we use is Bartolini, and they make a proprietary setup for us that they don't make for anyone else.
Now, what kind of woods are you using for your particular bass? Does it matter?
We use a lot of special woods, and it all matters. So if a customer calls up and says he wants a very growly, aggressive bass with a lot of bottom end, the simplest one is a Northern Ash body with an ash neck and a maple fingerboard. And if you want it to be more percussive, you'd use a walnut top. If you want a little less burp or attack, you'd use a softer top, either maple burl or myrtle burl. If you wanted something more piano-like and round and very clear, it's a whole nother set of wood combinations. And the thing that proves that this works is we use the same pickups and electronics in almost every bass. And with that ruled out as a variable, the only thing that can make the difference in the voice is the kind of wood you're using.
Now, I have to ask this question because I know my listeners will probably want to know. What is it about New York that brought you back here?
The truth is that we came east for a wedding, and we were stupid enough to come out here at the end of October for the wedding. And if you know what the Hudson Valley looks like at the end of October, it's pretty nice.
Yes, it is.
You know, the leaves are changing. It looks like the hills are on fire. It's absolutely gorgeous. And after having lived in Los Angeles for 13 years, which is essentially high desert, and the seasons are smog, fire, earthquake, and winter, this was pretty amazing. And my wife and I just looked at each other and said, hey, this is nice. We should move here, and did.
Online, when I look at the bass guitars that you've built, you know, they're very, some of them are very colorful, you know, deep
yep.
reds. Orange, beautiful browns, nice warm yellows and greens. Is that inspired by the leaf season here in New York?
Yep.
Which you're right, is spectacular.
Actually it was. And I kept trying to mimic the yellow and red maple leaves that were in my yard. Yes.
Tell my listeners a little bit about some of the musicians who are using your bass, for example.
Well, a very fine local player, Gail Ann Dorsey, who played for David Bowie for years until he passed. Norm Stockton, who's a gospel player. Bubby Lewis. Andrew Gachet is by far, I think, the preeminent gospel bassist on the planet. Paul DiVincenzo's with L. King.
Oh my goodness, we are out of time. Is there a way that my listeners can contact you to get more information?
Shop number or Instagram. The shop phone is 845-246-0670. And
Instagram is Michael Tobias Design.
Yeah.
There's a lot of examples of our work there.
Yeah.
We also have a really nice website.
Yeah, mtdbass.com.
Well, listen,
yep.
Mr. Tobias, thank you so much for joining me on
105,
yeah, thank you, 105.3 FM, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, WOOC.